I would first of all like to welcome all the visitors on our campus today. Could I ask you to stand up for a moment, all the visitors, to see how many and where you are? Wow. I didn't realize so many of you are permanent residents on this campus. Please be seated. Did you know the dorms are going to close in about a month? And where will you live on campus then? Actually, all the students visit us for a while, don't they? And then they go back to their homes or to a new home. Even Abraham was a visitor, wasn't he? Hebrews 11 tells us he lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise, for he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob all looked forward to the promised one, Emmanuel, who was himself a visitor. During his three-year ministry, he had no regular place to lay his head, and yet he is with us always. All of the Old Testament believers were visitors, looking ahead to the promises of God, and they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. Again, Hebrews 11. Now, certain things are important for visitors. And we're all visitors, aren't we? Even the profs. I know of one professor who was here when I was a student here and who still lives on campus. But we all are visiting this planet for a while. And then we leave. Certain things are important for visitors. One of them is supplies for their stay. I hope you have something to eat today while you're here, a place to sleep tonight, enough to do, to think about, maybe even something to learn. Our Savior God, of course, supplies all our needs for our visit, doesn't he? Food and drink, clothing and shoes, house and home, land and cattle, money and goods, good government, good weather, peace and order, health, a good name, good education, good friends, and like that. We call it daily bread. From our mother's arms, he blesses us on our way with countless gifts of love, which he still gives today. But you know what? There's something even more important than supplies for our stay here, for our visit. As we visit this campus, this country, this world. More important for a visitor is to be able to go home, isn't it? It has happened in the course of history that people have been stranded in faraway countries, unable to return home, and then, of course, wherever they happened to be, became their new home, and they were no longer visitors there. When Adam and Eve fell into sin, the dust became their new home. The descendants of Cain came to think of this earth as their permanent home. And some of the children of Israel got so used to it in Egypt that they didn't want to leave. Some became so used to this world's ways of handling problems that they came to trust those ways more than God's ways. Others, like Joseph, learned to live in the land, maybe even became leaders, but never forgot the promises of God, never forgot where they were going. And Joseph showed his trust in those promises by willing that his remains be returned to the promised land. Such faith is totally a gift of God, since by nature we would tend to distrust God's ways of doing things. God's way, of course, was to sacrifice His own Son, His only Son, whom He loved, in order to give us, who are never sufficiently thankful, an abiding heavenly home to which we go. That's what makes us visitors here. We have a home to go to. But is this unseen future really the greatest blessing? The greatest thing that we could share? Well, it's as though you were stranded in a faraway country. Imagine it. And you couldn't return home. You had no money, you had nothing. And then you're approached by a man who says, "I like you, and I've decided to help you. Back in your hometown, I know where you're from, I've opened an account in your name, and I deposited in that account $3.2 trillion. Here's your ticket home, and here's $320 for food and toothpaste and whatever else you might need on the way." So you get on the plane and head towards home, and someone sits down next to you and asks how you happen to be on this flight. Now, if all you can talk about is the $320 in your pocket, one might wonder if you really believed that you had $3.2 trillion for you at the end of your journey. That's only a small picture, because the place that Jesus has prepared for us is too great to place any dollar value on it without any of our deserving. It includes rising from the dead. Rising from death by, doesn't matter how you died, you can rise. And living and reigning with Him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and joy when we get home. So, enjoy your visit and have a safe trip home. It is His gift. Amen. Let's sing the last two stanzas.